due to legendary Pokemon. Everyone knows them and everyone loves them. As cool as they are, I think there's one thing we can all agree on that's cooler than pseudo-legendaries. Shiny pseudo-legendaries, of course. In today's video, I'll be shiny hunting all 11 pseudo-legendary Pokemon in each of the Nintendo Switch Pokemon titles. Get ready, because this video has some of the most insanely lucky and downright jaw-dropping moments of any shiny hunt I've done before. Now, let's not waste any more time, and let's start the hunt for every shiny pseudo-legendary Pokemon. Firstly, I think it's important that I actually explain what a pseudo-legendary Pokemon is. The official Pokemon company calls these Pokemon powerhouse Pokemon. And let's be real, the fan term pseudo-legendary sounds a lot cooler. Pokemon must meet three criteria to be considered a pseudo-legendary. They must be a final stage in a three-stage evolutionary line, have a base stat total of exactly 600, and belong to the slow experience group. There's 11 Pokemon which meet this criteria, being these Pokemon you see on screen. I'm gonna be closely following this three-step requirement, so if you disagree with me on what Pokemon are actually considered a pseudo-legendary, as Mr. Wolf Glick once said,
I'm sorry, but I don't make the rules, take it up with the big guy.
Now, with that out of the way, what better way to start the journey than with the original pseudo, Dragonite? Since I wanted to get at least one shiny in each mainline Switch game, I'm forced to get Dragonite in Pokemon Let's Go. Just north of Route 17, there's this house where you can exit and enter with an Onix to get a quick and easy 3 encounters per reset. Since Dragonite is considered a special spawn, its spawn rate is extremely low without a catch combo, making the chance to phase extremely high when trying to, which of course ended up happening. Because of that, I'd much rather just catch combo some Caterpie to a chain of 11 and get the 50% spawn rate boost for Dragonite. And while I can't get the catch combo shiny chance, a 1 in 1024 chance isn't all that bad, or so I thought.
Oh my goodness, what the heck? Bro. Bruh.
To just put it into perspective, the wild legendary birds in this game are a 1 in 2000 chance. After hunting for about 8 hours and getting 3 legendary birds and a single shiny Pidgeotto, I decided I needed a break from Let's Go for a bit. This made me switch my attention to Pokemon Sword and Shield. Metagross was one of the Pokemon I was super excited to do going into this video, so I decided I wanted to do some soft resets for it in the Crown Tundra. Well, what happened next is something I never could have imagined.
Oh my god! First encounter! First encounter, shiny Metagross! First encounter! Oh my god! I've never had that happen before in my life.
I literally was thinking in my head, I'm like, how funny would it be if it was a first encounter shiny? And it was. What the heck, dude? Oh my god, dude. That's the craziest thing ever. Okay, come on. How is this real? Critical catch, come on. Please. Three shakes, please, come on. Yes! Okay, I gotta do nature guess. I'm gonna do bold. I'm gonna guess bold. Tasty.
And it's marked. Are you kidding me? A marked first encounter shiny.
Yeah, you saw that right. Never in my time of shiny hunting have I got a first encounter shiny of my target. So to say my mind was blown was a bit of an understatement. It also being marked was really the cherry on top. Anyway, after that crazy set of events, we can mark off our first pseudo shiny. Shiny Metagross off the list. Alright, but I know a sign when I'm given one, and the universe wanted me out of Sword and back into Let's Go, and that went about as well as you'd expect.
Oh my god, I just encountered it, didn't I? That's another one.
Oh, hello there!
No, I just failed a shiny Pidgey. Whoopsies.
Ah,
Oh my god, that's a shiny Charizard.
Oh!
Well, that's not a shiny.
Oh man.
That's another shiny Pidgey fail. Whoops! Let's check back in later with Let's Go. For now, let's do our one and only Violet Shiny Hunt, which, if you haven't already guessed, is for Baxcalibur. Wanting this to actually be a bit of a challenge, I decided I was only going to use a Sparkling Power 3 sandwich with no outbreak. And since I don't have the shiny charm, this puts my odds at 1 in 1024. If you fly over to Glacidio's grass, it's a great spot where you can do picnic resets to isolate Frigibax encounters. After making our third sandwich of the night, we're able to find what we're looking for.
That is definitely a shiny.
Oh yeah!
That's a lot more noticeable than I thought it'd be. A lot more noticeable, actually. Very blue.
Hello, friend.
Take a picture of you. Nice. Wow, that took forever. Holy crap. I gotta do a nature guess. I'm gonna guess Bulb. It's quiet.
After evolving Frigibax into Arctibax and then to Baxcalibur, we can mark Shiny Baxcalibur off the list. We're officially two Shiny Pseudos down now, and with all that said, we're now off to Pokemon Legends Arceus to hunt the Pokemon most regarded as having one of the worst Shinies, Shiny Garchomp. As cool as it'd be to have an Alpha Shiny Garchomp, I thought it'd be fun to look into finding one inside a massive mass outbreak, specifically fully evolved as a Garchomp. After knocking out multiple Gible and Gibite outbreaks, I finally find a Gibite outbreak with a second wave. If you don't already know, in Pokemon Legends Arceus, there's a method that allows you to shuffle the Pokemon that appear in the second wave, called the permutation method. It's a bit complicated, but using it, I was hoping out of the many possible waves you could form, to get a shiny Garchomp out of it. And I didn't have to look very far.
Oh! Yes! Shiny Garchomp!
You can barely notice which one's shiny, my goodness. Shiny Garchomp.
Let's go!
Oh my god, I've been doing this for so long. Dude, got it, let's go! Dude, that's so awesome.
I'm gonna guess docile nature from this guy.
He's impish.
With that, we can mark our third shiny pseudo, Shiny Garchomp, off the list. Now, I think it's about time we check in with Let's Go again to see how the Dragonite hunt's going.
Oh yes! Shiny Dragonite! Oh, I finally got it!
Yes! Let me make sure I get this. Counter that. Let's go! I really hope I don't fail this. I didn't get that.
Crap! Okay, whew! I got it! Let's go!
I'm gonna do nature guess. I'm gonna guess rash. Rash nature. It's calm. He has very bad stats, but that's okay.
Well, that's finally over. After taking way too long for this Dragonite, we mark our fourth shiny pseudo-legendary Pokemon, Shiny Dragonite, off the list. Now, if you've been keeping tabs, there's only one Switch game I've yet to visit for this challenge, being Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl. On the north side of Route 210, in Shining Pearl exclusively, Bagon spawns there as a PokéRadar exclusive spawn. So, obviously, Salamence is what we're going for next. PokéRadar is known to be pretty broken for collecting shinies, that is, if you can make it to the 40 chain. But luckily for me, I was able to get there without my chain breaking even once. Now, if getting to a 40 chain is already lucky, what happened next may just put that to shame. Oh my god! I accidentally ran into a shiny! What? No way! Oh my god! I accidentally ran into a shiny, and it wasn't even a shiny patch. Dude, that's crazy. Look at that little guy. So cute. Maybe that's rash nature. It's naive. So, if you didn't know, the shiny odds for sparkling patches at a 40 chain is 1 in 99. However, this wasn't a sparkling patch. This means that the patch I accidentally ran into just so happened to have a 1 in 4,096 chance to have a shiny, and I just so happened to hit that chance. A first encounter shiny Metagross, and an accidental full-on shiny Bagon, what else could I possibly get so lucky on? And of course, my chain continued after the first shiny Bagon, letting me get two more shiny Bagon this time at the 1 in 99 odds. Evolving our full odd shiny Bagon, of course, because it's the coolest one, into a Shelgon, and then to a Salamence, we've knocked off our fifth shiny pseudo-legendary, shiny Salamence, off the list. Now, we're pretty much halfway done with the list, meaning you've made it halfway into the video. If you've been enjoying it so far, please feel free to like the video and subscribe, as it helps me out a ton. Anyway, after getting Salamence, we've officially caught a shiny pseudo for each Switch game. Pretty early into the challenge, might I add. Now, since I actually enjoy the challenge and didn't want to complete this video in a single night, Gen 9, Pokemon Sword and Shield were my games of choice to finish out this challenge. Except for one Pokemon, which you'll see later. Sword and Shield has the benefit of having every pseudo be a strong spawn, whether it be in the base game, Isle of Armor, or the Crown Tundra, so that makes them perfect for soft resetting. For the first of the bunch, I decided on doing both Tyranitar, a shield exclusive, and Hydreigon, a sword exclusive, at the same time. With purple being my favorite color, if you can already tell, these two shinies were pretty great to do together, but the question remains, which one would come first? Shiny! That was totally the shiny. I'm not tripping, right? Oh my god! Let's freaking go! Dude, I almost reset that. Oh my god. Dude, let's go! 588 resets. Well, I guess I'll just start throwing balls. Shiny Tyranitar. Okay. Two? Three? Let's go, dude. Oh my god, shiny Tyranitar. Honestly, I'm gonna guess rash nature. I think he's rash. He's hasty. Is he Mark? Okay, it's not Mark. We can't get a Metagross repeat, but dude, shiny Tyranitar. Surprisingly coming really fast and exactly at midnight, which is pretty cool, we can mark shiny Tyranitar off as our sixth shiny pseudo-legendary. As Hydreigon remained, I kept doing it. But for Pokemon Shield, I decided to tackle the next version exclusive, the Goodra. Now, unfortunately, there's not any strong spawn locations for Goodra. However, there is a spot for Goomy in the Isle of Armor. I was really prepared to lock in for a long hunt this time around, but remember the foreshadowing I did earlier? Oh my god! There's no way! Shiny Goomy! In 48 again, I've never gotten two shinies on the same game in the same day. Shiny Goomy already, dude. Hold the frickin' phone. Go to sleep, Goomy. Good night. Oh, no, I can't put him to sleep. He has hydration. I almost reset over this too. Three shakes? Let's go, dude! I can't believe that! I got shiny Tyranitar 56 minutes ago on the same game file. Well, for the nature guess, I'm gonna guess lonely. It's rash. That's literally what I guessed for Tyranitar. Is it marked? It's not marked. Yeah, so the luck doesn't stop there, and we get our hands on shiny Goomy. evolving him once into Sliggoo and then once more into Goodra while in the rain, our seventh shiny pseudo, Shiny Goodra, is off the list. Now, Hydreigon has still not shown up, so I decided to take a quick break from Sword and Shield to visit Pokemon Legends Arceus one last time. Obviously, we're gonna be going after Hisui and Goodra here, and I thought it'd be fun to go for the Alpha one. All I had to do was perfect its Dex entry, but that didn't come without a quick surprise. Moving along, we finish up his Dex entry and start doing resets for the Alpha. Now, if you have a massive mass outbreak that overrides the spawn of any Alpha, if you clear out that outbreak and reset your game, you'll get a fresh Alpha spawn each reset. So that's what I did. Now, unfortunately, I started hunting without recording, and I phased on this really cool shiny Alpha Krogunk. You'll have to take my word for it. Continuing on, I keep resetting until we either find ourselves an Alpha Hisuian Goodra, or a smaller Goomy, or Hisuian Sliggoo.
Oh? Ooh! Shiny Hisuian Sliggoo? There we go. It's not the Alpha, but I'll take it. I will take it. Let's freaking go. This came really fast after Alpha Krogunk. May as well send out my Alpha Toxicroak. I wasted so much time perfecting the Dexterous Goodra. There we go. I'm gonna guess modest as its nature. It's timid.
Now, we unfortunately didn't get our shiny Alpha, but we did get a shiny Hisuian Sliggoo. Maybe one day I'll come back to this shiny Alpha hunt. For now, we evolve Hisuian Sliggoo into Hisuian Goodra in the rain, marking off our 8th shiny pseudo, shiny Hisuian Goodra, off the list. Now, with nothing but Sword and Shield on my mind, I had to make a return to Hydreigon. Alongside Hydreigon, I decided to hunt Dragapult in the Crown Tundra. Just like Tyranitar and Hydreigon originally, it's only a matter of time before one of them shines before the other.
Shiny Hydreigon! Yes!
Oh my god! No way! Dude, no way! I got it! Dude, I only did like 4 encounters today. Please, 3 shakes. Yes! Dude, let's go! There it is! Freaking. Finally, dude. I guess docile nature. It's gentle. Is it marked? It's not marked.
Literally dancing around hitting odds, we find Shiny Hydreigon just short of it, marking off our 9th Shiny Pseudo Legendary. With 2 more to go, it's a race between Komo-Oh and Dragapult. Both of these Pokemon are near and dear to my heart, as I'm a Gen 7 and 8 fanatic. While there is a strong spawn Komo-Oh in the Dusty Bowl, I decided to do soft resets for Jangmo-Oh in the Isle of Armor. With only 2 Shinies left, it's a race to see who can come before the other, which Shiny will be left to last, and which will reign supreme.
Shiny Jangmo-Oh! No way! Yes! Oh my god! Dude, that looks so good! Right before Dragapult hit shiny odds. No way! Dude. Dragapult is gonna take forever after this. Three shakes, please. Thank you! Shiny Jangmo-Oh. There it is. This is a beautiful shiny, man. So I'm gonna do a nature guess. I'm gonna guess mild. It's careful. Okay. But is it marked? The only one that we've had marked so far is Metagross. It's not marked. Okay.
Just shy of 600 encounters, Jangmo-Oh is the winner. Evolving it into a Hakamo-Oh and then to Komo-Oh, we're able to mark off the 10th shiny pseudo, Shiny Komo-Oh, off the list. Now for this entire video, the game has been nothing but nice to me, giving me shinies pretty fast, but that had to change at some point.
Shiny! Oh my god! No way! Shiny Dragapult, finally, dude!
I literally was just looking at the screen, I'm like, okay, I gotta make sure I don't hit the home button. Holy crap. I looked straight at it when it appeared.
Oh. It just one-shot my Trevenant. Three shakes?
Yes! Dude, we got it! There it is! That looks so good.
Well, we could check if it's marked and do a nature guess on it. I'm gonna guess Lax. It's Adamant! Oh my... That's insane! Okay. Is it marked? It's not marked. But Adamant's pretty cool. That is actually really cool. That's why he probably did so much damage. And that's that. With Dragapult caught, we've done it. Marking Shiny Dragapult off as our 11th final Shiny Pseudo Legendary. I can now say I've officially caught every Shiny Pseudo Legendary in every Pokemon Switch game. With that all said, if you enjoyed this video and want to see more just like it, consider liking the video and subscribing. If you'd like to connect with Shiny Hunters who have a similar passion to you, feel free to join my Discord server using the link in the description below. If you're interested in seeing more Shiny Hunting videos by me, check out this video on screen where I complete Pokemon Let's Go Eevee only using Shiny Pokemon. Now, I truly hope you all enjoyed this video, and I'll see you all later. Happy hunting!